podcast on Kenneth W. Ford and the Ford Family Foundation by Joni Hedman and Robin Fong. If you are a student hoping to attend college, have a future as an educator in Oregon, need funding resources for higher education, concerned about building strong communities throughout Oregon or within the school systems, or just concerned about Oregon producing well-rounded, caring, helpful citizens, the Ford Family Foundation can lend a helping hand. Kenneth W. Ford has dedicated his entire life to help improve your life.
In 1936, Kenneth W. Ford started a modest, single sawmill in Roseburg, Oregon. Initially, the business was small, but over the years, it grew into Roseburg Forest Products Company. Today is one of the largest family-owned wood product manufacturers in the United States. Kenneth Ford was resourceful, dedicated, and hardworking, and the qualities that he possessed in the business world he brought into the commitment to building community. In 1957, Kenneth and his wife Haley decided to establish a humble foundation in an attempt to give back to the timber communities in Southwest Oregon. The foundation was very successful, grew in size, capacity, and spread throughout Oregon and Northern California. In 1996, the Ford Family Foundation was established with its main office in Roseburg, Oregon, and its scholarship office in Eugene, Oregon.
The mission of the Ford Family Foundation is to help individuals through organized learning opportunities to be contributing and successful citizens and to enhance the vitality of rural communities in Oregon and Siskiyou County, California. The Ford Family Foundation's values are integrity, stewardship, respect, independence, and community. They believe that promoting and acknowledging honorable behavior develops integrity. The Ford Family Foundation expects that the people they help will give back to the community while being aware of their resources used.
So what exactly does the Ford Family Foundation do? The Ford Family Foundation is known for their grant programs, the Ford Institute for Community Building, and the scholarship programs. Grant programs are for public charities focusing on grants that aid the smaller communities in Oregon and Northern California. There are three grant categories for which you may apply: rural, K-12 education, rural, civic and community enhancement, and rural, human services. Within the grant available for rural K-12 education are grants for current teachers to take classes such as Community 101, Youth in Philanthropy. In this program, students discover about their community and how to make positive changes. Students learn about community service, becoming active citizens, and how to develop valuable career and leadership skills.
The Ford Institute for Community Building helps the citizens of Oregon and Northern California construct central communities by providing training, resources, and small grants. The Institute believes that strong rural communities can be formed from a broad base of knowledgeable, skilled, and motivated community leaders, a diversity of effective community organizations, and productive collaborations among organizations and communities. The Ford Family Foundation Scholarship Program assists both rural and urban residents of Oregon and Siskiyou County, California, in order to attend higher education. For the scholars that are selected to receive a Ford scholarship, up to 90% of room, board, tuition, transportation, and books are paid for. A big consideration for this scholarship is the ability of the candidate to afford a college education. Kenneth Ford wanted to help individuals who would not be able to attend college if it were not for financial help. The foundation is also sensitive to applicants of all ages and special circumstances. This scholarship program is not just about giving money. Every possible additional support is provided. Conferences are held each year for Ford scholarship recipients to attend, and academic counseling and advising is provided. Every year, about 100 people receive a Ford scholarship. All that Kenneth Ford asks in return is that the scholars pass on the principles of community service, work ethic, and enhance the vitality of rural communities or the various communities in which they become a part of. The Scholarship Foundation offers four distinct programs: the Ford Scholars Program, the Ford Opportunity Program, the Scholarship Program for Sons and Daughters of Employees of Roseburg Forest Products Companies, and the Restart Program. The Ford Scholars Program is open to graduating high school seniors or continuing community college students who are planning to transfer to a four-year college. The Ford Opportunity Program is specifically for single-parent households who wish to work towards a bachelor degree. This scholarship is only available in Oregon. The Sons and Daughters of Employees Scholarship are for the dependents of employees of Roseburg Forest Products Company. This scholarship is extended beyond Oregon and Northern California to include Missoula, Montana. The Ford Restart Program aids the non-traditional adult students that are not currently enrolled in any educational programs and want to pursue a bachelor's degree.
To personalize the Ford Foundation Scholarship and its many opportunities, I wanted to take a moment to speak about it personally. My name is Joni, and I'm a member of the class of 1999 from the Ford Foundation Scholarship. When I was a senior in high school, I applied for every scholarship I possibly could. I knew that if I was going to go to college, it would be up to me to find the money, which I'd worked full-time since I was a freshman in high school, so I knew how hard it was to make money for living expenses, not alone tuition and books. I was always very active within the community, from volunteering to sports to various clubs. What I didn't know was how my life was about to change. After several interviews, I was selected to be a Ford Scholar. People that knew anything about the scholarship were ecstatic for me and repeatedly told me how lucky I was, but I had no clue. Yes, they paid for 90% of everything, from tuition to room, board, and books, but I became part of a family that believed in each and every one of us, one that gave us an opportunity to be great human beings and taught us to be even better ones. The Ford Foundation set us up to succeed, number one, financially, but emotionally as well. Each summer, we spent a weekend together, surrounded by other Ford scholars, employees of the foundation, and guest speakers that spoke about education, giving back to the community in which we are part of. Each summer it was a different topic, but it always circled back around to being an amazing citizen and ultimately giving back. Still to this day, we have alumni conferences and various opportunities to volunteer and be active citizens. This past spring, we had a beach cleanup day, and this fall, we volunteered at a school in Northeast Portland planting shrubs. After leaving each conference or event, I always feel empowered in a sense of what else can I do to make a positive impact, whether it's with children, elderly people, or whatever. Many of the scholars have actually started nonprofit groups and give back in the most amazing ways possible. For me, many of the reasons that I have gone into the education field is due to the Ford Foundation Scholarship and what a strong influence they have had in my education along with so many others. I continue to try to get students to get the Ford Foundation Scholarship because so many times the people that get it would never have another opportunity in the world to be successful or the means to.
Currently, a project that the Ford Family Foundation is involved with is the Chalkboard Project. Together with the Collins Foundation, Gerald Wen Foundation, Meyer Memorial Trust, and the Oregon Community Foundation, the Ford Family Foundation formed the Chalkboard Project, which is designed to improve and strengthen Oregon's K-12 education system. Through extensive research and community involvement, these organizations are helping to change education policy in Oregon. Performance. The education policy has been divided between private interest groups and elected officials, which results in a poor and ineffective education policy. In 1997, Kenneth Ford passed away at the age of 89. Kenneth Ford has had a profound influence in Oregon and Northern California. Every student that he has helped and every person he has worked with were influenced by his way of life and the principles he held as essential. Kenneth Ford was both compassionate yet honest about how important it was for people to be self-disciplined, responsible, and passionate in their lives and what they do with their lives. The principles Kenneth Ford had were merely based upon what he thought he should be doing. Kenneth Ford worked to motivate individuals and communities to realize their potential and work towards a dream. Kenneth Ford was a great leader, and even though he is no longer alive, his legacy continues within his family, friends, colleagues, and everyone else he has helped to succeed.